Sitting at the cross-section of trends, service, and evidence-based journalism, well and good works to inform, empower, and educate communities and individuals in the many ways your day-to-day impacts your ability to live well. Its team believes that wellness and health should be attainable for all and works to challenge the systems and barriers that prevent it from becoming a reality for many. In this article, I'm sharing 10 best, well and good articles on mindfulness, along with my favorite quotes. 1. How to be mindful in today's world became a popular question. This well and good mindfulness article covers the basics of modern mindfulness. Mindfulness is hardly a new concept. In fact, the practice of cultivating an awareness of, and, often, gratitude for, the present moment stems from 2,500-year-old Buddhist psychology. Yet, in the past decade, learning how to be mindful came to the forefront of wellness culture and subsequently mainstream culture at large. 2. Practice mindfulness writing with your non-dominant hand. While a person might turn to any number of coping strategies to heal and self-soothe, meditation and mindfulness activities like journaling and reciting affirmations can be super effective. They use the senses to draw focus to your most raw and honest thoughts and allow for personal growth in the process. And by combining those two specific coping strategies, journaling and calling upon affirmations, you can practice the mindfulness exercise of writing with your non-dominant hand, which allows you to zero in on that focus even more. 3. How practicing mindfulness may prevent you from overeating. Mindless eating, say, chowing down on your dinner while simultaneously scrolling Instagram on your phone, reading emails on your computer, makes it easier to ignore the cues in your body telling you you're full. So for this series of 5 studies, researchers decided to look at how embracing mindfulness may make people eat smarter. 4. Let the stress melt away with the best mindfulness practices for your Enneagram type. The Enneagram is a personality indicator that encompasses 9 styles of motivation. Each of the 9 types have repetitive patterns rooted in fear, shame, or anger. If you don't know your type, you can take the official Riso Hudson Enneagram test or find a free test online assessment. Below, learn the best mindfulness practice for your Enneagram type. 5. 7 ways to be more mindful during your workouts, straight from the pros. Being mindful during your workouts is scary. You feel every heartbeat and hear your breath as you're whipping out all those jump squats, and there's no taking breaks between sets to catch up on your texts. But that mindfulness not only improves your sweat sessions, but also gives you a mental boost too, letting you feel those post-workout endorphins in a totally new way. Here's exactly how to start, according to the pros. 6. 5 mini mindfulness methods you can do anywhere. An hour of meditation each day would probably transform your consciousness. But, well, we know what your work calendar looks like. Which is why we took to the mantra of Vedic meditation master Charlie Knowles, who says there are 5 small ways to minimize the stress of sardine-packed subways, deadlines, and whatever else worries you. 7. Mindfulness at work tips that will help improve mental health. Taking a 15-minute walk on your lunch break or sneaking into an empty conference room for a short meditation would probably make your day a little less stressful. But when your emails are piling up and you have a deadline looming, the likelihood of that happening is about as probable as Whole Foods handing out free avocados. Fortunately, according to creativity and mindfulness coach Rebecca Cronman, there are ways to work some mindful practices into your day without taking any time away from what's already on your to-do list. 8. How to overcome perfectionism through mindfulness. In a lot of ways, perfectionism is something people use to protect themselves, says Dr. Hamilton. There's this mindset of, if I'm perfect, I can't be rejected and good things will happen. And I will be accepted and loved. It's one of the ways people try to control their anxiety of things that are outside their control. But again, that can come with more costs than benefits. If you've been living with the perfectionist mindset your entire life, it might feel totally baked in your personality, but you may be overlooking 2 skills that could help you reframe your more problematic perfectionist thinking: compassion and gratitude. 9. What is MBSR? A meditative, mindful ticket to stress-free life. Originally, MBSR was created to help people with chronic illnesses learn how to relate to pain differently, and thus decrease their stress and suffering. It has since been adapted for people who deal with stress of any kind, be it anxiety, relationship struggles, or emotional pain. Think of MBSR as meditation therapy that's all about bringing your awareness to the present moment. 10. 3 exercises for a quick mindfulness break during the day. Ever feel like you spend more time escaping with mindless activities than engaging in mindful moments? Sure, mindless activities have their time and place, but busy schedules can feel more manageable with even a small dose of mindfulness plugged in. Scroll down to learn how to take a quick mindfulness break.